Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the transition to assisted living and senior care.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Well, I've had a personal experience that parallels a lot of my clients in the past, and that is having the conversation with your family and your parents about assisted living or senior care, a transition that's huge in every life, but especially in those of the people that are going to be moving. I've learned how much it impacts the entire family in this process. My parents are great parents. They are been great providers and they have a beautiful home, but it's a lot to deal with in your mid-80s. So you have to have a conversation about what's important next before it's too late to have decisions that everyone participates in. So I'd encourage you to be open about what's next. I need to be open about what's next because I'm in the expanded home and I want to downsize before it's my children's responsibility to assist me. So I've got to have that conversation as well. So each generation, if you're going to be upscaling, you want to talk about that with your family and say, okay, we need to make trade-offs so we can afford the upscale long-term house that we want next. If you're right-sizing or downsizing, then the reverse conversation about getting rid of things and trade-offs in another direction. But the conversations are critical, and I think the conversations need to start earlier. So I would inspire you to have the conversations with your parents, whether they're local or not, with the siblings present, and make sure you understand and they understand it's a long-term process. You've got to start consolidating and making choices much sooner than you think. And a lot of the waiting lists are long for the assisted care at the different levels that will be required. So have the conversation early. Next, do an assessment, do a walkthrough in the house. And what I would encourage people to do is take and pretend, don't really do this, paint the bottom of the occupant's feet red, take the roof off and watch how you move through the house for 2 weeks period of time. What rooms are being used and what are not being used. Assisted living and senior care can provide very big living areas or very big bedrooms, but they won't give big everything space. So you really want to know how people are moving in their home during the time that they spend in the household and which rooms are most important and even which furniture they're using and which furniture they're not using. A lot of things are sitting next to what you use but are not being utilized themselves. So that's a conversation. Then I would encourage you to take a look at the financials and make sure the assessment is going to provide for a successful move and a sustainable move financially for the family. The transition is tough, but if you have transition frequently to something that has to right size for the finances as they adjust, that's difficult. You may have to assist them with adjustments for care and levels of care, but let's minimize it by making sure you set yourselves up for success in the finances by planning that in advance.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.